Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven and earth, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God for his word and the Psalms of David today. We bless God for this, another opportunity, for another chance to come on the airways, praise the Lamb of God, and give God some praise for all that he is to us. It's Word Thursday, and we're thankful to God for his word, the word incarnate. That's Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, born into the world without the assistance of a man, the incarnate word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Then we thank him for his Logos word, the written word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank him for his rhema word, the spoken word of God. Hallelujah to the word of God today. I am here, Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We are here live in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, the lines are lighting up. Praise the Lamb of God. The saints are awake today and up and at them, and we praise God for each of you that's chiming in today. Praise the Lamb of God to be a part of our live studio. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb. Shake a tree, shake a word. Tell somebody we are on the air. It's Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm pretty sure Prophet Daryl Saunders will be popping in. Praise the Lamb of God, and Bertha and others will be coming on the air. Praise the Lamb of God as time permits. And we will, praise the Lamb of God, move forward. Hallelujah. In this prophetic day, praise the Lamb of God. I feel a word in my belly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, there he is, Prophet Daryl. How are you, sir?
Come on and prophesy.
There's nobody like Prophet Daryl, boy. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, you must sound like you're feeling good today over there in cold Chicago.
Man, you know what? I came down here to this cornfield place, and there ain't no tall buildings to block no air. I almost had to pull on all my clothes because my servitude wasn't working.
Lord have mercy. Yo, it's that cold. I told somebody, they asked me how cold it was. I said, it's so cold. I saw a ball of fire walking down the street with a coat on. Yes, sir, it's cold out there. I'm telling you, people of God. Hallelujah. If you can stay in, stay in. It is really cold out there, bitter cold. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have the fire of God on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for fire and the warmth of his love today. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, this weather is doing something even to my voice box and all of that. But you know how that goes. Praise the Lamb of God. We roll on with the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. We roll on doing the Lord's biddings, doing what God would have us to do in this day and in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Spread the word. It's Word Thursday, and we are fired up with the word of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl Saunders is here with us. You know, I don't understand, praise the Lamb of God, how people can get so much word, praise the Lamb of God, from a place and don't publicize it. Don't publicize the word of God that they're receiving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that others can be attracted to it. So that others can come and benefit. Praise the Lamb of God. We find us a soda shop and sit there by ourselves and drink up all the soda we can. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We go to a candy shop. Don't want nobody else to know that there's a candy shop. And there's plenty of candy for all. Make yourself a missionary. Reach out and touch somebody today. Praise the Lamb of God and invite them on the show. Hallelujah. Word of mouth is still the best way. Word of mouth is still the best way. We're going to do a promotion week, Prophet Daryl, in the new year. Remind me to do a promotion week. Praise the Lamb. That all week long, all we're going to do is promote the show. Praise the Lamb of God in different ways. We're going to have some giveaways. We're going to do some things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God so we can promote the show across the board. Raise our stats through the roof. It seems like the word of God being told and coming to pass should take it on up there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Your daughter says she with you too, Apostle.
Which daughter?
Pastor Gail Johnson.
Oh, granddaughter with me. Okay, let me find her in here. Oh, there she is right there. Her number is lit up. Praise the Lamb. How you doing, girl?
This
my daughter or my granddaughter. Now,
yeah,
you said granddaddy.
Yeah.
You saying this my daughter all at the same time now. You can't be both.
I'm both daughters sitting right here talking to you. Praise the Lord, Prophet. How you doing?
Is this Pastor Gail? Pastor Gail,
yes,
Johnson, this my daughter or not my daughter. Now, y'all don't be playing with me this early in the day. Now, who I'm talking to?
This is Pastor Gail.
Hi, Pastor Gail. How you doing?
I'm doing I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Y'all got a big echo going on there, but it's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. What's going on, girl? You calling in the show today. I'm just good to hear your voice. I was thinking about you yesterday. So what
praise
is Pastor Gail doing?
I'm doing insurance. I'm doing the word, I'm telling you. I'm just praising God for the marvelous things
what is
we've
the
already
beginnings?
Got.
What New Beginnings Church got going? What y'all got going over there?
We got a concert going for December, and, you know, we're just in the Word. We're just walking in the Word. That's it. Being obedient.
You know, you came over there and prophesied to me at my anniversary when you came. Do you know the pastor of the church, the pastor, the Caucasian pastor that was there?
Yes.
Has called me about your prophetic word.
Praise God.
He has called me about your prophetic word and said, your daughter, I think she is from Chicago. I said, yeah, Pastor Gail. He said, yeah, that woman who preached the roof down. Her.
Praise God.
He said, that word she gave you was in my belly like fire. Praise the Lamb of God. He's talking to me about some things. He really been talking to me about some marvelous things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That can affect all of us one way or another. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just thankful to God for what he's doing in this season. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Lord is here, people of God, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I feel the bubbling. I feel the excitement of God. I feel the Spirit of God today. Hallelujah. And I just thank God. I woke up this morning early and got up and went to praying for over the show and laid back down, went to sleep, got up again praying over the show, laid back down, went back to sleep, praise the Lamb of God, woke up speaking in tongues, praise the Lamb of God. I know something going to break out on this show today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
something going to break out on the show today, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let me see what God is trying to tell me here. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my God. The pastor gave the Lord said, prepare yourself to go to the White House.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. A delegation is going to be going, and you're going to be selected to go. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
These United States. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your name then fell in the hat. In
yes.
the name of
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, my goodness.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, bless your name, God.
Hallelujah. Ah, Amen. God. God said, and when you come back, it's going to work in your favor. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, I told y'all the Lord was already kicking and all that kind
yes,
of stuff.
He is.
Goodness, I don't know what's wrong with God today, but I'm happy he's here with us. Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen.
Yes.
He's here because he loves us.
Oh, he loves us. Doesn't he love
us?
Loves I mean,
us. Yes,
boy,
he does.
Let me tell you, people of God, this season that we are in right now of this outpouring and this overflow of word.
Overflow. Glory to
God. My goodness. Y'all better be trying to enjoy this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I tell you, there can be a famine of God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There can be a time when there's a famine of the word of God. God will talk to his prophet and won't talk to the people. Y'all better listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
He'll tell his prophet, don't prophesy to these people. Do not prophesy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So let's thank God and give him praise for the incarnate, for the Logos and the Rhema word. Hallelujah.
Yes, God
in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. God praise today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
boy,
God.
Oh boy, oh boy. What a wonderful day it is.
What a wonderful day.
And
God.
Yes, God. All of you all, praise the Lamb of God, that's on the show today and that's coming on. If you're listening to my voice via the internet and you'd like to be a part of our Word Thursday today, I want you to dial this number, area code 646 564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. We are supposed to have special guests on today. I hope, praise the Lamb of God, he's able to make it on. I thought we'd come on between 12:30 and 1:30, somewhere in there. Bishop William H. Murphy Jr. is supposed to be coming on today to talk to us about prayer and then to talk to us about the conference that's coming off in January here in Southfield at the Westin Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God, and we definitely want to get that in sync. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I think we better go to prayer right now, Pastor Gill. Pastor Gill, you got any special prayer requests? Yeah, we need to go on the prayer. We're going to prayer.
Apostle?
Yes?
Before you go on to prayer, I want to tell you that the Lord said prepare yourself because you're getting ready to go to Italy.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my goodness,
you're getting ready to go to Italy. I don't know who you didn't connect with or by Facebook or something, you getting ready to go to Italy. So you need to prepare yourself in this coming year here, so said the Spirit of God. And as you say, God, hallelujah. All right, Father, I'm going to tell him. He said, oh, because it's a work needs to be done over there. And not only that is a work needs to be done over there, you will plant a church over there.
Lord Jesus, my God, you know, I always wanted to go to Italy.
You said this. He told me to tell you this. Then that's when that's when the test book's going to start. That's when you're going to begin to write the test books. Because they got to come forth. So
Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We receive every word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I won't have to worry about going alone. All I got to do is tell Pastor Gail I'm going, and she'll be on the plane. Hallelujah. She loves going over. She loves going across the water. My goodness gracious. Say, Pastor Gail, come on, let's go. She'll be gone. Got my passport. She'll be gone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love Jesus today. People of God, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Don't you love God today, people of God? You ought to love him if you don't love him. I don't know why you don't. Hallelujah. He is such a wonderful, wonderful Savior. He's such a wonderful God. He's done so much for us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's done so much for us. And there's one thing I desire. I even told the Holy Spirit this morning, hallelujah, in prayer, Prophet Dale, I said to the Holy Ghost, I said, if I've done anything to ever offend you, I am sorry. If I've hurt your feelings in any kind of way, if I did anything that causes you to quench, forgive me. Hallelujah. Because I love you that much. I never want to be offline with the Holy Ghost. I wish I had a witness here. I never want to be offline with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just know and I believe, people of God, that when our hearts is right, praise the Lamb of God, and our minds are right, our spirits are right, hallelujah, that God will speak a clear word in us, through us, by us, for us, and to us. And I believe that's going to happen today here on this show, praise the Lamb of God, that as we prophesy today, it's going to be a new kind of prophecy. I know I'm on the other side already. Praise the Lamb of God, because the Lord spoke it to me. Hallelujah. There's something fresh and new that has come over me. Ah, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Even in this sickness and stuff that I've been through. Hallelujah. Something fresh has come out of this when it comes down to the anointing. When it comes down to the anointing, I'm breathing a new kind of air, it seems. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love him today. I bless him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This child that was born, you know, it's that season, and I'm not going to steal time from Jesus. It's his birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. And we need to give adoration to him continuously, people of God. And you need to spread the joy of Jesus every where you go, everywhere you be, you ought to let somebody know just how beautiful your God is. That's how wonderful your Savior is. Hallelujah. Just how much you love him, how much you appreciate him. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, was born and laid in a manger. Yes, God, yes, God, came into the world as a perfect gift to be a perfect sacrifice for us. And in this season, praise the Lamb of God, we knowing that he is the very spirit of prophecy. Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. We acknowledge him today in this place. Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray today. Yes, God. Yes, God. Who's going to lead us in prayer? Who wants to pray today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't nobody want to pray today. Praise. Push one on your dial with us and pray for us. Praise God. Or is granddaughter going to pray? Or what? What are we going to do today? Granddaughter, keep praying today.
I'm on here, granddaddy. I'm on here.
You pray. Hallelujah. Well, you come on, pray and set the floors and get the house ready for us. Praise the Lamb of God. We want the Lord to fill us up today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We want the love of God to just permeate the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I want all of you, praise the Lamb, to pray with us as we all pray together. We're praying for the sick and shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. I think my daughter, what's her name, Divine Favor, she has an ongoing migraine seemingly. We want to pray for her today. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for those that's traveling in this season and those who are suffering with depression. Hallelujah. I'm upholding those with depression in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. As death has came and taken loved ones away even years prior. I talked to somebody yesterday. Yesterday was my mother's birthday, and I saw they head drop, and I grabbed them. I said, well, come on, let's praise God for your mama. Praise the Lamb of God, and that the Lord has taken her to a better place. Hallelujah. Come right on up out of that depression. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, granddaughter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you for this day,
yes.
God. Father,
yes.
We just come giving you glory in the name of Jesus. For God, this is the day that you have made, God. And God, we choose to rejoice and be glad on this day, God. Father God, we just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the breath of life that you have breathed on us once again, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, for the activities of our limbs, God. And, oh, God, that you have renewed our minds on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that it can be stayed on you. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for the good works that you have done, God. And we thank you that you're completing the good works in us on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come lifting up your people today. Come lifting up your children in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we come lifting up the sick today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we bind up migraine headaches today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we send your healing virtue out to Divine Favor, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, open up every blood vessel, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that her blood may flow, God, hallelujah, the way you designed it to flow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Release the pressure right now in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we come lifting up those in the hospital, God, that are listening, God. And even those that are not listening, God, we send your healing virtue to them, God, and we tell them to pick up their bed and and walk on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we send your word out to the surgeons, God. Guide their hands with the scalpel in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every test that's being taken, God, God, let it come back with a good report in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we bind up cancer on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Every form of cancer, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus on them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just come to you today, God. And, oh, God, we lift your children up that are heavy burdened, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them bring it to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, hallelujah, God. We lift up those that are lonely and depressed today, God. And we bind up that spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up that spirit of suicide, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that in this season, God, the enemy comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy, God. But we bind up the works of Satan today, God, and we cast it back to a dry and barren place, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we lift up your leaders and your shepherds today, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
oh,
God. Lift
people, God, they need ministering too, God. In the name of Jesus, minister
yes.
to your shepherds today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, renew their minds today, God. Where they're weak, make them strong, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, whatever their worries are, God, let them cast their cares on you, God. Because your word said that you're concerned about everything that we're concerned about. And in the name of Jesus, God, I lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, open up financial avenues for them, God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let them come back to the first love, which is you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, if they lost their way, God, hallelujah, Jesus, let the light shine that they may find their way back to you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may stand and preach the infallible word, God, in the name of Jesus without compromise, God, in your name, God. And, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, raise up intercessors, God, that will stand in the name of Jesus and begin to pray and intercede for more people, God. Oh, God, sharpen that discerning spirit, God, that they may see when the enemy comes in, God, and they may pray against it in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, gird up their loins, God. Oh, God, put on the whole armor of God and begin to go in and war, God, for your people in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we begin to war for the souls that are lost today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may go in, hallelujah, Jesus, into the highways and byways, God, and snatch them back, God, and compel them, God, to come into the kingdom of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask right now, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that you begin to birth things out of us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, impart in us the gift, God. Oh, God, that we may know where we belong in the kingdom, God, and that we may begin to operate in our lane, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I just bless you and praise you today, God, for you will get the glory out of our lives, God. You'll get the glory out of their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that your children, God, begin to proclaim the victory, God, begin to see the manifestation of the promises, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that we'll stand on the word today, God, and proclaim for God we live and for God we die, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I I bless you and I praise you, God. And, oh, God, we invite you in on these airways, God. Oh, God, send out your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
All across the nation, God, across the water, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Send your glory today, God. Rain on your people today, God. And even as the word goes forth today, God, let them learn how to hold on to the word and begin to profess it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bless you and praise you today, God. And I lift up Prophet Daryl, God, and I lift up Prophet Shakespeare today, God. God, even
yes,
as they're prophesying today, God, oh, God, begin to fill them back up in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that they pour out, God, begin to pour it back into them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bind, hallelujah, the enemy, God, and his attacks against them in the name of Jesus. For your word said no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, as we stand on the wall, God, God, we come against those fiery darts in the name of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And as they speak your word, God, let the fire fall out of their mouth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let it burn up everything that's not like them in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. We bless you and we praise you, God. God, we give you glory and we give you honor, God. We say have your way today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way in our lives, God. Have your way in our homes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way on our jobs, God. Have your way in our children, God, in our family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. As we belong to you, God, we long to be in your presence today, God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory fall today, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, God. I give you glory and I give you honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Stir us again, God. Ah, yes, God, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you today, God. For your word is to be praised, God. Your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You can glorify God. You be exalted, God. In our lives, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to
the name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, yes, God. Let your will be done in our lives, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I thank you, daughter. Thank you, granddaughter. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw something, Prophet Dara, I saw something on the page I want to talk about right quick before we get into anything else. Praise God. That took place, and that was our sister Nancy, Nicole Brown. Nicole Brown put on the page right there under the post for the show. She said something in this order about hearing God. She wished she could hear God as well as we do. And it struck a nerve in me because, hallelujah, I don't know how to work with Prophet Darrell, but I didn't come out shoot hearing God the way I hear God now. That is a process, praise the Lamb of God. And I just want to talk about that just a few minutes, praise the Lamb of God, about prophetic activity. So that those of us, praise the Lamb of God, that's listening and chiming in, maybe it may be a blessing to more of you to be able to hear God clearer, praise the Lamb of God, and hear more from God, praise the Lamb of God, than you normally do. Hallelujah. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, is of course it takes the aggressive sanctified life. And when I say aggressive, that is a person who is paying attention to their life, their lifestyle, their living, their relationship with the Lord. And even as I spoke earlier about relationship with the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, your prayer life, your communicative life with the Holy Ghost. I tell people all the time, Prophet Darrell and granddaughter, I tell people all the time that there are so many of us who are building relationship with Jesus Christ without building a relationship with the Holy Ghost. And we must remember that he sent the Holy Spirit back to us, praise the Lamb of God, to walk alongside of us, to indwell us, praise the Lamb of God, and to convict us of sin, praise the Lamb of God, to lead us into all truths, things of that nature. We must remember that, praise the Lamb of God, so that relationship has to be nurtured, praise the Lamb of God, and maintenance, so to speak, so that the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, himself, our comforter, will whisper in your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, will give you a prophetic activity, which is unctions, praise the Lamb of God, urges, things of that nature that will cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to do things that you normally wouldn't do. For instance, just a heavy sense of to call Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, just to check on him, and you've never done it before. A heavy urge to go somewhere, praise the Lamb of God, and just I just feel like I need to go over there. And you go over there and you find out there is a need and there is a reason why this was placed upon you when you went, praise the Lamb of God. That's all prophetic activity. The problem with the average person is prophetic receptivity. And these things you'll find in my manual, I talk about in my manual, praise the Lamb of God, and that is being receptive of, praise the Lamb of God, or on that airway or that frequency, praise the Lamb of God, that God is on, the frequency that the Holy Spirit is on, that God is speaking on, so that you can hear, praise the Lamb of God. And that's not you can hear everything God is saying, but You are on a frequency, praise the Lamb of God, because of your life, you're living your lifestyle, praise the Lamb of God, whereas God can speak to you, praise the Lamb of God, and get a response from you, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And that's of vital importance. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, is our it's our aggressiveness, praise the Lamb of God, in sanctification. Then we must, number two, we must be able, praise the Lamb of God, to be available to God. And this is a big problem with a lot of believers. Our lives is so marshed and so congested with our activity until We don't have time for God. We don't have time to lay before the Lord. We don't have time to give God that's quality, should I say, praise the Lamb of God, quality time in the Word of God, quality time in prayer. This must take place, praise God, if you're going to be able to really, really hear from God, then you're going to have to spend time in prayer. You're going to have to spend time in the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God. The Word of God, the written Word of God, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, is an igniter, if you would, to the prophetic word. When you can understand the Word of God, the written Word of God, the Bible, when you can understand the Bible, when you can interpret the Bible properly, when you have Mormons calls a growing knowledge of the Word, a growing knowledge of the Word, a progressive unfolding, unveiling, revelation of the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, you are on the prophetic path then, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And it takes one who, fall in love with the Word, that the Word becomes sweet, that the Word of God becomes dear to you, praise God, hallelujah. And it's not that you're reading it just to read it, but you're reading it because you love the Word of God. You love what it says, praise the Lamb of God, and you enjoy interacting with the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, because anointing to you, again, that third person is playing a part there. The Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, is playing a role, hallelujah, in the unfolding, the unveiling, and the revelation and inspiration that you're receiving, praise the Lamb of God, while you're emerging yourself in the Word of God, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I know this good stuff. No, nobody got to tell me. I know it is. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah.
Rich stuff.
The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, there must be adequate amount of pursuing God. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this, what I'm saying. The Word of God says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. If you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. When you break down the whole heart in that passage of Scripture, it means if you seek me with your total being, and the Greek is soma, your mind, your body, and your soul. If you seek me with all that you are, you'll find me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So God desires for us to draw on him, to draw to him. Praise the Lamb of God. I use the word press in a lot, praise the Lamb, but it really means the same thing. Drawing now unto the Lord. The Bible says if we draw nigh unto him, he'll draw close unto us. He'll draw near us, praise the Lamb. And so we want to have that type of pressing into God. Hallelujah. And knowing that you're pressing in and getting into the presence of God and not being satisfied with just a prayer. Ding dong, ding dong. Not just being satisfied with praying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. One of the things that transpired early on with me, Prophet Dale, was the Lord would speak and give me clear words, and everything would happen behind it so quick. Even in those younger days, he used to say stuff to me to let you know that I'm into you today, this is going to happen today. And whatever he said would happen that day. And I would just go, he don't do that to me no more. Praise the Lamb of God. I know it's because he wants me to walk it out in faith now, but in belief, because I'm out of my training wheels, you know. The Pampers are off, I'm out of my training wheels, and, you know, and adolescent and all of that. And I have matured in God. Praise the Lamb of God to the extent that I don't need him to say that every time he speaks to me now, to say, to let you know that what I'm speaking to you is true. When you leave the house today, this is going to happen. Or so-and-so is going to call you. Or this is going to... He used to do that a lot to me, praise the Lamb of God, in order for my growth and development to be sure, because I was pressing in and I was asking God in my prayer, praise the Lamb of God, for more of him, for more revelation, for more prophetic word. I desired God to speak to me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because I knew he could speak. That was number one. I say that all the time. Because I knew God could speak, I wanted God to speak. So that aggressive behavior to get into the presence of God in an unusual fashion, not the norm, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If all you're going to do is the norm and all you're going to do is do what you do every day, then you're going to keep getting the same results. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have to take it to another level, praise the Lamb of God, of pressing in, spending time, drawing on God, laying before the Lord in worship, praise the Lamb of God, meditating upon the Word of God, meditating upon the things of God, hallelujah, and you, your spirit man, will slip into these dimensions. I don't know how it happened. I can't tell you all of that, but you will slip into it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you will start hearing the Lord speak to you clearer day by day. You'll start hearing the Lord's voice, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you'll start paying more attention. Now watch this. Watch this. This availability, praise the Lamb of God, that is necessary also has the component in it of being available to do what God wants you to do. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not speak to people just to speak to people, just to speak to people. Praise the Lamb of God. His speaking to us, hallelujah, demands us, praise the Lamb of God, to be available to carry out what God speaks to us. Praise the Lamb. That just goes with the turf. Hallelujah. Last of all comes the prophetic action, praise the Lamb of God. The prophetic action is, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, is connected to what I'm saying, doing what God will have you to do. Will you, are you willing, praise the Lamb of God? And I say that to say, if you're not going to do what God is asking you to do, then there's no reason for God to speak to you. If you're not going to carry out, if God tell me to tell Prophet Darrell not to go to Kenya or not to go to Cambodia or wherever he's planning on going, and I know he didn't bought his ticket, and I know I ain't telling him that because he's going to have a fit, and I ain't going to be the one to tell him, then I'm not the one for God to speak to. I'm not the one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God is going to bring that word to speak to him, because I'm going to walk in disobedience, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to walk in my own judgment, and I'm not going to respond to the word of God. One of the things that I saw, and you might want to look at it, praise the Lamb of God, in my observation of the gospel according to St. Mark, was two words that he used throughout his whole book, and that was immediately and straightway. Immediately and straightway. Praise the Lamb of God. You open it right now, before you can get five verses, you're going to see those two words probably. Immediately and straightway. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when God is speaking to us, hallelujah, those two words should be, praise the Lamb of God, what causes us to move in God. Immediately, we should do what God tells us to do. Hallelujah. How should I carry it out? Straightway. when you see the word straightway, it said it's in a response of going and doing. Straightway. Praise the Lamb of God. Straightway. Immediately shows the response, the quickness of the response. He told Peter, James, and Peter and John, drop your nets and follow me. The Bible said immediately they dropped their nets and straightway. In other words, nothing gets in the way of you doing what God has told you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. So this is praise the Lamb of God, a definite non-replaceable element when it comes down to God speaking to us. We want God to speak to them, but a lot of people want God to speak to them in the way that they want God to speak to them. Praise the Lamb of God. And not in the way that God wants to speak to you. That we want him to speak to us for our purpose, praise the Lamb of God, and not for his purpose. Hello, somebody. But it's a twofold thing, praise the Lamb of God. And I tell anybody, once you hear the voice of God, you're in trouble. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he's going to talk to you some more, right, Prophet Darrell?
Tell the truth, Prophet.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to talk to you more and more and give you more and more directives. Give you more and more direct. Then you're going to be running around saying, I don't know why the Lord talked to me the way he do. Oh, yes, you do. You know why he does it. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he know that he can count on you. He knows, praise the Lamb of God, that you are going to carry the word. He knows you're going to deliver it. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter who it hurt, no matter who it does not benefit, or no matter who it benefits. This is the position of the prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, who's going to hear from God. God wants a response, immediate and straightway. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. My God, the lines are lighting up. And let me see. I hope somebody is here and about this word. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 818, your mic hot.
Hey, good morning. Prophet, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This is Candy. Just listening in this morning.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hold on there. Erico 248. Bishop Murphy. That's Bishop Murphy's number. Bishop Murphy. Hello, Bishop Murphy. My bishop been called in, praise the Lamb of God. Look like I don't know what the problem is here. I definitely don't want to keep him on. Bishop Murphy, are you there? He dropped. I guess he'll call back in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is what I'm teaching you all, what I'm sharing with you now. It's vital, brothers and sisters. I don't want you to miss any of that I shared with you today, because it will take you into another realm, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic. Praise God, if you just do what's necessary to be done. Hold on. Got another call. I'm thinking this may be another number Bishop is calling from. Erico 313. Your mic is hot.
Praise the
Lord.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. J.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I am doing well. Sitting here enjoying the show, trying to hold myself. And I just wanted to say, as much as we study the word, when we press into things like this, here's something new. And that immediately and straightway got me today. I was like, wow, here's another revelation to look into. And it's powerful. And these are the kind of things I love, and this is what gets me going. And I just wanted to say, God bless you. I am enjoying the show. I thank God for you.
Well, bless you, Dr. Jay. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I was reading the Gospel of Mark. I think it was last Sunday morning. I was reading it, and in my observation, I saw those two words standing out. And I said, why did he use those words so much? Straightway and immediate. Praise the
wow.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Presents Christ as the servant. The theme of Mark's gospel is Christ the servant, that he came as a servant, as a slave. How does a servant supposed to respond to his master? Immediately
yes.
and straightway. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. Hallelujah. So in each one of those gospels, it teaches us an angle, if you would, of the persona of Christ and how we should relate to that persona. Praise the Lamb of God. How we should relate to him. And I'm telling you, brothers
wow.
and sisters, when you can see stuff like that, praise the Lamb of God, I believe God gave it to me just for you all. Because I'm looking at it, and I said, boy, that's powerful stuff right there.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It is.
we never look at the conditions, and they're right there. God's given it to us in Revelation. And I tell people all the time, even when, you know, people say they've been called to the ministry and this, that, and another, and I look at them and I say, but the Lord called you years ago. Why are you not ministering?
Mm-hmm.
We act like it's our choice. It ain't your choice.
That's right, Apostle.
He called you and say, will you go for me?
Mm.
He said, go. He don't call and say, hey, listen, if you feel like preaching for me, I need you. No, that ain't the way God calls. If God called
That's
you
right.
that way, then that wasn't God.
That's right.
If God called you that way, that wasn't God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when God calls a man, he bids you, first of all, to come and die.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The call is to your own death, that you don't live no more, that I'm going to live through you. Hallelujah.
My
you're going to do my work. You're going to do my biddings. That's the call of God.
That's right.
That's right, Prophet.
So when you see yourself as a slave in the eyes of God, a bond slave, a willful slave, I'm a willing slave, then what God says to you becomes very important.
I'm a willing vessel.
Lamb of God. You respond to God quick, fast, and in a hurry. You don't play no games with him. You respond to him quick, fast, and in a hurry. Praise the Lamb
That's
of
right.
God. Hallelujah. So that this is my response to those who want to hear from God and want God to speak to them. You know, the thing is, is that what you really want? And if it is what you really want, praise the Lamb of God, then you need to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to respond to God in an immediate in a straightway fashion. Praise the Lamb of God. I
yes.
see here online, praise the Lamb. Bishop Murphy, if you are here, please push 1 on your dial. I think this is your number. Praise the Lamb of God. But you have to push 1 on your keypad to come in queue. Oh, there he is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We are honored today. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Murphy, you here with us? No, I can't hear you. Bishop?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, there he is.
I hear you, but you can't hear me.
No, we couldn't hear you, Bishop. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Man, you know, with what you have going, you know the devil always trying to block you out. So
yeah,
you're
truly.
Trying to silence your voice. You know how that go.
Truly, truly.
Hallelujah. People of God, we're honored today to have on the show with us today Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr., who is the proud pastor of the Newmont Moriah Campus Church up in Pontiac, Michigan, who also, praise the Lamb of God, is the lead personality in William H. Murphy Ministries. And we just thank God for him being on the show with us today. Praise God. Bishop has some dynamic stuff that's about to come off, praise the Lamb of God, here in Southfield, Michigan, which I've been talking about this week and last week. I've been really sharing it with you all. But I wanted him to come on the show, praise the Lamb of God. And, Bishop, this is an international call you're on, praise the Lamb of God. There's some people in the U.K., Africa, praise the Lamb of God, and other places that's listening to your voice, California, Maryland, New Jersey, down in the bayou. You're talking to a vast listening audience. So the first of all,
like
I said, there's a lot of people who may not know you personally up close as I do. So tell us a little bit about Bishop Murphy and Bishop Murphy Ministries, and then let us know what's going on, man. What's going to come off?
Well, first of all, you can still hear me, right?
Yes, sir. You're clear.
All right. All right. Wonderful. First of all, I just want to take the time to thank you for allowing us to be a part of the experience today. And I tell you, the suddenly and straightway, I tell you, that's just an awesome revelation. And we're just glad to be a part of what God is doing in this season. I presently serve, of course, as pastor of Newmont Moriah International Church in the city of Pontiac, Michigan, but even more serving now as the Bishop of Intercessory Prayer for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International. Amen. Started there, been right at about 18 years ago, and certainly God has been favoring us in the ministry of prayer and intercession. And we have traveled extensively around the world, amen, just raising up prayer teams and prayer ministries and releasing the revelation of prayer and intercession. And just thanking God today, you've been a part of that movement, amen, since we started. Amen.
Yes,
and have played an integral part, amen, in the prophetic move as it relates to the ministry of intercession. And for the last, my goodness, 11 years, we've been a privilege to host the William Murphy Ministries Intercessory Prayer Conference, amen, in the cities of Detroit and just recently Atlanta. And we've been in Atlanta for the last 5 years, and God just recently led us to bring the conference back to Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, Lord.
And so we're excited. Detroit needs prayer right now with everything that's been happening here. We need to raise up strong intercessors in this area, and I believe that's a part of our assignment even for this area, and not just here in Detroit, but I believe God has given us an anointing to raise up intercessors across the world, across the nations. Recently, we just held a conference in the Bahamas. We've been to Jamaica this year, to the Cayman Islands. And I tell you, God has done awesome work in this area. And a part of our assignment is to teach and train intercessors.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, now, Bishop, you know, the conference coming up, praise the Lamb of God, that's January the 8th, 9th, and 10th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of January in the city of Southfield at the Westin Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, you can get more information, registration and stuff on Bishop's page at William H. Murphy Ministries. William H. Murphy
Actually,
Ministries.
It's just WilliamMurphyMinistries.org.
WilliamMurphyMinistries.org. Praise the Lord. WilliamMurphyMinistries.org. I was on there yesterday. Boy, I love the way you highlighted prayer and all of the way the scenes change and all of that. Boy, it's really a beautiful website. Praise God. And I want you all to know, I shared this with them yesterday. Those of you who are pastors and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. That is a package deal, praise the Lamb of God, that a bishop is giving to pastors and their churches. Praise that we want to send that intercessory group, praise the Lamb of God, that you can send 10 people for $500, and that includes the pastor and the first lady also. And you can't beat
right.
that nowhere, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when
right.
it comes down, that's like a $700 saving, praise the Lamb of God,
truly.
In the registration.
Truly.
That's $700
truly.
Saving if
right.
they
and
come
we,
as
we,
a group, praise the Lord.
Right.
Also,
we
Bishop,
we're going
to say what now, Bishop?
Well, I was going to say we set it up that way because we believe that every pastor should be trained in the art of intercession.
Yes.
And we believe that there's a trinity that should be operating for successful ministry in this season, and that's the pastor, the worshiper, and the intercessor. And so we've been commissioned to teach and to train pastors, worshipers, and intercessors on how all of this and all of their ministries uniquely entwine together to bring forth the kind of experience that could release God in an atmosphere. And so we want to make sure that pastors can be on site with their worshipers, with their intercessors, so that we can teach and train all of them.
My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. And brothers and sisters, listen to me. There are some classes that, boy, have been put together here. Boy, I'm telling you, you definitely want to get in here and get some of these classes, the 15 levels of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. You definitely want to get in there and get to understand what those 15 levels are, where you fall in place in those as an intercessor. What's your niche? It will reveal to you your niche as an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. You definitely want to get in there. Then the watchman's anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. That's, of course, a prophetic intercessory class. Mobilizing and intercessory prayer ministry. Those of you who want to launch and want to bring intercessory prayer to your church, the total mission of Bishop Murphy Ministries is to reclaim the house of God as the house of prayer. We're reclaiming the house.
Reclaiming
the
church.
Yeah, reclaiming the church.
Reclaiming the church, the house of prayer.
That's the house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God for all nations.
Really?
Hallelujah.
For all nations.
The next class we have there is the five traits of an effective intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to do that? Bishop wrote a book on that. It'll be there and be available for you. Engaging men in prayer. Praise God. The power of men praying is just phenomenal. And we have launched a prayer ministry, praise the Lamb of God, with men through this prayer ministry that is awesome. Teach me to pray. But you want to talk about that class?
Well, you know, I was the Holy Spirit woke me up recently and said to me, what I want you to do in this conference, there are so many people that have a desire to pray. They hear my voice, but yet they really don't know to pray. And I want you to teach them to pray. All of those people that are in church, those deacons and those choir members and those usher board members and so forth and so on, that are in churches, but yet can't really move over into that dimension of intercession. And God said to me, he says, I want you personally to take the time, and I want you to teach them to pray according to Luke chapter 1 or chapter 11, starting with verse 1. And I'm saying to myself, well, how can I teach them? And he said, well, the scripture is there. The disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. He says, I want you to take the time during the conference in January to teach people to pray. So every person that really has the desire but just don't know how, have a fear of praying,
the devil has set obstacles up against you. He says, I want you to break those yokes. I want you to activate my people into this this noble call and into this noble mission and ministry of prayer and intercession. And so I'm going to be teaching that class myself. Normally I don't teach a class. Normally I allow the other intercessors from around the world to come in and teach the classes. But God said to me, I want you to activate the people. I want you to release your anointing for prayer and intercession on those that would be willing to take the time, those who would be willing to go through the expense of coming to Detroit. I want you personally to teach them.
Well, brothers and sisters, you heard it right out of his mouth on that class, Praise the Lamb of God. There's so many other classes we have. We have about 22 classes here, Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, Order at the Altar. My goodness, the Prophetic Intercessor, Breaking Through Barriers, Building a Family Altar, Mapping My Spiritual Territory, Releasing the Sound of the Shofar in Praise, Prayer, and Worship. Hallelujah. How to Flow in a Powerful Prayer Meeting. Fighting for My Generation Through Prayer. Signs of the End Times. Understanding the Ministry. Then we have a luncheon. Bishop, you want to talk about the luncheon? That's going to be awesome, too. Boy, we always have a good luncheon. My God.
That luncheon is always powerful. And, of course, we always take the time in this conference to have panels and things of that nature where people can ask questions and get a better understanding even of what is being released in the conference, what God is releasing in the atmosphere for the present year. And so this is, it's not just going to be a conference where we teach and train, but this is going to be a conference where you can unload from 2013 and allow God the opportunity to release new things in you for a new season. And so we're going to take that time even in the luncheon. Of course, we have very special guests that's going to be with us. Bishop Tudor Bismarck is going to be with us to share at the conference. You're going to be sharing. I'm going to be sharing. Prophet Amila Kava, Pastor Prophet Gracie McCoy. I tell you,
yeah.
This goes on and on and on from lead intercessors from around the world that's going to be converging here in Detroit, Michigan to teach and train those who will go through the expense of getting here. I'm telling you, God is going to move in a very special way. God is going to reward you for your seed that you sow in getting to this conference.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we're just excited to have Bishop on today. Hallelujah. Bishop, anything else you want to tell us in a nutshell? Praise the Lamb. We just want to give him some time, and hopefully next week, the same day, same time, Bishop, you can give it to Gracie McCoy. She can come on next week. Praise the Lamb of God, all the way up to the conference every Thursday. Somebody from your office can come on and advertise.
Well,
I'm
going to be back next week on the show, and I appreciate, again, the opportunity to be on the show today. Amen. But I got a word that's in my spirit. Amen. And as I'm sharing the conference next week, amen, I'll reveal to you what that word is. Amen. So you can be blessed like I'm being blessed right now.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Now I got to get the Lord, let Thursday come. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well,
amen.
We are so blessed.
And I won't take your show. I'll just share in the time that you've allowed it me.
Oh, man, you can have all the time you want. We got 2 hours, and you can have a whole hour if you want it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's no problem. You can preach if you want to. This is God's show. This is God's show, man. You can have all the time you want. We release that to you. You are my bishop. Praise God, my brother, my friend. And, hey, praise God. We don't have no sponsors, so we don't have to worry about nobody getting mad. We do this ourselves.
Truly.
Hallelujah.
Truly. Amen.
Yes,
and again,
Lord.
I just want to take the time to thank you for allowing us to come on the show today. And to all of the listeners that have indulged us today just for the opportunity to share conference information, listen, I want to meet you at the conference. I want to shake your hand. Matter of fact, even more, I want to pray for you. And so I'm looking for you. And I believe that as we pray and intercede, it always bursts forth into a prophetic move. And so I'm looking for a prophetic move. Amen. And I know because our friend is going to be there with us, amen, that we're going to see it happen. That's January 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's going to be held at the Western Hotel in Southfield, Michigan. Again, you can go on my website, williammurphyministries.org, amen, and get some more information. So thank you again, and I appreciate this time.
All right, Bishop. Be blessed, man of God. I'll talk to you a little later.
Be blessed, and thank you so much.
Apostle. Right.
Yes.
When you talk to your bishop again, I want you to tell him that the Lord is calling him to go to Barbados.
He already on the line. He can you hear him, Bishop?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bishop,
yes,
that's Prophet Darrell Saunders out of Chicago. He's speaking a prophetic word to you.
I'm listening.
Bishop,
he's listening.
The Lord is calling you to Barbados. I don't know what he's calling you over there for, but he's calling you over there for a reason and a season, because something got to be straightened out, something got to be done over there in Barbados. I've never been there. I just heard him say that. He said, tell my son that I'm calling him to this place, because there's something needed in that place, something that's in you that the Lord has deposited in you, that he's calling you over there. Oh God, hallelujah. And he said that everything is going to work out in divine order here. Glory be to God. And he said,
bless
oh my
name.
Goodness, he said he is releasing such a heavy anointing upon your life, hallelujah, to where therefore when people just begin to think upon thee, their lives shall be changed.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we receive
hallelujah.
The prophetic. Praise the Lamb of
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
And,
oh, my
amen.
God.
Amen. And we'll look to hear God speak some more on that word so we can have clarity and move forward in what the word of the Lord is saying today.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you get ready to go to Barbados, I like that island. I'm going with it. That's my island.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right, be blessed, and thank you, Prophet, both of you, and we appreciate it again.
All right, Bishop Murphy, you be blessed today also. Boy,
right.
Oh boy, what a wonderful personality. What a wonderful man to have on. Praise the Lamb of God, a giant in the gospel. And we just thank God for his presence today with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, praise God. We had to do that. That's my bishop. That's the man who prays for me and what have you. And I just had to give him airtime today. Praise God. But it flows right into the prophetic. And now we're ready for you, you, and you. Praise the Lamb of God. To give you some prophetic words, those of you that's here. Praise the Lamb of God calling in. We are ready. All you got to do is push one on your dial, and we're coming down to you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, man, does something want to be on, I guess. Praise the Lamb of God. It's dropped off, but it's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just a few on there. Give us more time with you today. Cammie, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, Cammie. What's going on, girl?
Not much. Just working.
You ain't hopping on one leg. The last time you called in, you was hopping on one leg.
I know. No, I'm not. Thank God. Praise God. Praise God. No.
Oh,
God
Cammie.
Is good. Yeah.
Cammie, you want me to tell you something? I've learned the song, Praise Is What I Do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise is what I do. He said, I'm going to praise him while I can. I'm going to praise
Amen.
Him through the good and the bad. You just got to keep praising. You got to let the sun on the inside of you shine on the outside of you. And be happy
Amen.
About whatever's going on. Know why? It's working in your favor. Praise
yes,
the Lamb.
Sir. Hallelujah.
It's working in your favor. Hallelujah. It's working in your favor. Praise the Lord. That
Thank
does
you
not.
So much.
One day of rain does not stop the grass from growing. I promise you that.
No.
Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. It does not hinder the word of God from going forth and maturing, praise the Lamb of God, to do that what God has said he would do. Praise the Lamb
right.
of God. Prophet, did you hear anything from Cammie today? Praise the Lamb of God. Cammie is on.
God bless you, Sister Cammie. How are you?
Bless you. Thank you. I'm doing well, Prophet Dara. Thank you. How are you?
I just want to tell you that the Lord say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to tell you thank you.
Oh.
I don't know what
wow.
you've done or what has taken place for the Lord to tell you thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord told me to tell you that he is doing what you have asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to speak to the Lord, it moves his heart with compassion.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But I just want to tell you, it's already working out for your good.
Amen. Amen. I receive that.
Thank you,
I receive
Jesus.
That. Hallelujah. I receive that. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your prophetic word today, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. More is coming to you, Cammie, than you know. Praise the Lamb of God. God has much in store for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, Prophet Daryl is prophesying to you. I've been prophesying to you. But this is just the doorway to take you into this global, praise the Lamb of God, ministry of financing that God is putting in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must see the big picture. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be able to see the big picture that God has something greater for you than you have even imagined for yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just stay calm, stay patient, and work through these faith moments. Praise the Lamb of God. Because, you know, when you go Fortune 500, baby, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Some can go down in a day that look like it's about to shipwreck you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And God can turn it. See, he working with you. Oh, yes, God, thank you. He working with your faith right now.
Yes.
God is working with your faith right now.
Yes.
And things that you're going through, he's building up your most holy faith so you'll be able to stand, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to the greater things that he has in store. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. You,
Amen.
You want to learn every lesson, Cammie. You want to learn every lesson. You don't want to go up by the elevator. You got to use the stairs this time. Praise the Lamb of God. Your last time you went up, you went to elevator. God said, not this time.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Going up
the
stairs. I'm not taking you up the front way. I'm taking you up the back way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's dusty back there in the back. Ain't no carpet on the stairs. It don't look pretty. Praise the Lamb. But when you come out, you're going to come out on the same floor, praise the Lamb of God, that you was on, and then he's going to put you on the elevator. You're going on
Amen.
Up to the penthouse. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But these steps you're taking now are faith steps. These are faith steps. Hallelujah. These are faith steps. So you got to expect some up, down, ins, out, some craziness, some stuff not to go right. Because it's the testing of your faith. You better read James. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He said you need rejoicing when you fall into these different types of temptations, these different types of afflictions and things that come upon you. This is the time. Why? Because it's the testing of your faith, of your patience. Praise the Lamb of God. God is perfecting something in you for something greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch what the prophet then told you. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in the very name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
you.
The Lamb of God. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I bless you today. I bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Next caller, error code 973. Your mic is hot.
Oh, good morning. This is Elaine in New Jersey.
We know who you are, Elaine in New Jersey.
How are you today?
I am so blessed. How are you?
Good, good.
Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. You are blessed today. Praise the Lord. Elaine in New Jersey, Prophet Dale, what you going to say to Elaine in New Jersey?
Elaine, I just want you to raise your hand.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And I just want you to say, Lord.
Lord.
I receive.
I receive.
The miracles.
The miracles.
Of 2014.
Of 2014.
Lord, I receive.
I receive.
The blessings.
The blessings.
Of 2014.
Of 2014.
God said that is getting ready to be a releasing for 2014 for you.
Hallelujah.
God is already moving in front of us. He's moving all the way into your future. So when you begin to cross over in 2014, you just going to begin to see him just move. Everywhere you turn, you just going to see him move. You're going to begin to see blessings just flow. Everywhere you go, you're just going to be blessed, and favor is going to rest upon you. Just
yes.
Because you've been faithful and obedient.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's because you've
now
been
he's
faithful.
About to pay you. God said you've been paying him. Now he's about to pay you.
Thank you, Lord.
Payday. Hallelujah. Payday is on the way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful Savior. Lord, we love you today. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. It's well with you, girl. Don't you worry about nothing. God said it's well. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you today.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. God
Be blessed.
Bless.
Be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is my girl here. 224 error code.
Hello, this is Estella Rosa.
Hey, this is Estella Rosa.
Yes.
Wow.
Remember me?
Do I remember, Estella? I looked at your name and your numbers this morning. It's still right there on my kitchen counter. Your telephone
yes.
number and everything.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, Prophet Dale, you know this is the young lady and her husband. They
yes.
came to the gathering on Friday night and he spoke for us. For a little while.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, you were right next to me. Yeah.
Prophet
Dale. How's Prophet doing?
Good. We're doing good. You know, remaining steadfast, you know, being faithful, just you know, believing for God's breakthroughs, you know, to happen so that we can just be positioned where God wants us to be. So whatever you have for us, I'm here. My heart is open. My ears are open.
Now, you know what? I want to tell you this. Y'all ministry is very peculiar and unusual.
Mm.
Now, my Lord, y'all going to have many people following you all. But check this out. Y'all going to have the church without walls.
Wow.
What if I'm saying that y'all going to be gathering on the outside?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to begin to draw the people in all because they see the prophetic anointing up on y'all lives. It's going to be like y'all going to be sitting up under the tree like Jesus was, and people just going to be sitting around y'all to hear the word.
Wow.
And I even see y'all just gathering. It looked like y'all was just gathering bags and bags and bags and groceries, and y'all was just delivering them to people's homes here. Y'all, oh, my goodness. Y'all even went into the pouring poorer part of the cities and countries, amen. And y'all just begin to pour out and pour out. Y'all, the same life that Paul and Jan Crouch live. Oh my goodness, I see y'all just witness and ministering to poor people, and as y'all begin to minister and witness to them, God is going to elevate them, hallelujah, to where therefore they're coming out of poverty.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Most definitely, I agree with that. Prophet Darrell, I agree with, praise the Lamb of God, that ministry that is going to reach the masses. Praise the Lamb. A door is going to open for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You and your husband will be sitting in studios. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Talking to the masses and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. On television, on cable, what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The ministry is so great because it's going to affect people, praise the Lamb of God, around the world, not just in the locale where you all live or that community or city. The ministry that God is working in you all, praise the Lamb of God, is going to expand, praise the Lamb of God, around the globe. Hallelujah. I even see translating being done of CDs and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, and DVDs, some translations being done into other languages, praise the Lamb of God, and they being distributed in other countries, praise the Lamb of God, so that the word can really get out, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of what you and David, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be doing. Your children are coming on board this too, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to use your children. Praise the Lamb of God. One of your sons is a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. And God's going to use him mightily. Hallelujah. That little prophet boy. Hallelujah. I don't know his name. Prophet. God's going to use him. Hallelujah. Mightily. Praise the Lamb of God. In the upcoming years, praise the Lamb of God. This is what's going to keep your ministry fresh. God space your children. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the way he has in age and everything, to keep your youth ministry fresh, because you all have definitely a ministry to young people. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And as you and David grow in age, praise the Lamb of God, and you all start ministering more to the mature, praise the Lamb. Your sons, your children is going to come on, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lamb of God, and that is just going to be explosive, because of the latter-day anointing that's going to be upon them, praise the Lamb of God, to evangelize the world and what have you. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise in the
God.
Name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Doors are opening. Doors are opening for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 2:14 can be declared for many of us, and especially for you and David. Hallelujah. The year of the open door. Praise the Lamb of God.
Man.
God is opening doors for us. We're going to see doors opening, new places, new territories. Praise the Lamb of God. New things that's going to come into our hands. God is opening doors for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to see it in the name of Yeshua, and it's going to blow your mind in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful
Thank you.
God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God we serve. The Lord is good. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, she the last one. Praise the Lamb. Did no one else push one on that dial today? There's other people, but they haven't pushed. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I tell
Thank
you, God is
Thank
just
you.
Awesome. God is just awesome in all of his ways. Praise God. Woo! I love God today. I love him today. Praise the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They ain't got me fired up now, Prophet Darrell. I ain't got you fired up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To Jesus.
Thank
praise.
Come here,
Hallelujah. Here's another one. Erica 567. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This is LaShawn Mullins out of Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, LaShawn. How are you doing today?
I am well.
Wonderful. Good to hear your voice. Praise the Lamb of God.
Likewise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
voice, boy. I tell you, the Lord is doing so much. Oh, my goodness, he's really moving mightily. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I'm just excited about God and about what he's doing in this season, girl. Yes, Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, what you do? You have something for LaShawn today?
I just heard the Lord said, don't give up. Hold on. Stay in the race. Don't give up. And I heard the song say, just realize it's only a test that you're going through. Trouble do not last always. Weeping may endure but a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And not only that, say God, and I heard him say that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against thee in the day of judgment, he shall surely to condemn. He said, for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but
hallelujah.
God down a very stronghold. And he did not even stop that. He said, whatsoever he asked in my name, I know what say. He said, he shall give it unto thee. He said, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. He's just giving you nothing but words.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
I heard him say, for the weapon of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. God is getting ready to give you some stuff that the enemy thought he had stolen from you. Ooh, my goodness. You watch what the month of February brings for you. So says the Spirit of God. The month of February is your year of finance.
Jesus. Thank you, sir. I receive that.
The chains are broke, praise the Lamb of God. While he was giving you scriptures and stuff, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I was listening in the spirit to Tasha Cobbs about this, about the chains is broken, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God is breaking chains off of you, praise the Lamb of God, that has held you in bondage. Yeah, that's what that no weapon formed against you is about too. Praise the Lamb of God. People want to, they want to keep you in that bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But the anointing destroys the yoke. Praise the Lamb of God of bondage. The anointing that's upon your life, hallelujah, is stronger than the yoke of bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God is saying also, praise the Lamb of God, now that I freed you, praise the Lamb of God, don't go back. Praise the Lamb of God and touch. Hallelujah. Touch not, praise the Lamb of God. Touch not, praise the Lamb of God, the unclean thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God saying, press forward. Praise the Lamb of God in that that you have sworn that you would do for him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In ministry. Praise the Lamb of God in the ministry of dance, in the ministry of evangelizing. Praise the Lamb of God in the ministry of sharing. God said, press forward. Praise God, and let no man, hallelujah, despise the call that is upon your life. Praise the Lamb of God of their judgment. Neither judge yourself. I'm the judge, says the Lamb of God. I'm the one who qualifies. I'm the one who sanctifies, and I'm the one who glorifies. Hallelujah. You may not look right in your own eyes, God says. Hallelujah, but you look right to me, says the Lamb of God, because I know what I'm doing and I know what I'm going to do, says God in this. Hallelujah. As I take you, praise the Lamb of God, even across the state where you live, says the Lamb of God. For your voice will be heard, says the Lamb of God. And they will see my glory upon you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some have told you you're crazy. But let me tell you, daughter, today, says the Lamb of God, your mind is in my hand, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hold the reins to the mind, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because the mind, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is a place where my spirit dwells, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, is in the minds of men. And I turn the minds. I make people think the way they think, says the Lamb of God. Yeah, you're peculiar, but I made you peculiar, says the Lamb of God, that I might receive glory, says God, this season, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. 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 Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, how I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, how I love him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, God, I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh,
Jesus. Bless him, bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Holiness belongs to you in this day. Oh, I love him. I love him. Love him. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. That's hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody else is calling back in. Is this another caller? Praise, let's do this. This is code 224.
Good afternoon. Hey, Prophet and Prophet Darryl. How y'all doing? This is Mad Janice.
Hi, how you doing, Mad Janice?
It is well. It is well. I'm calling because, Prophet, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that you are about to get a lump sum of money. I don't know if you got something tied up with legally, some type of settlement or something like that, but you got a lump sum of money coming towards you. Expect that, and it's not going to take long. It's coming quickly. And the Lord said that he's about to bless Angel in a way where she's going to be able to produce her own music as an independent artist. He's going to connect her with somebody where she's not going to have to go through the major record labels. However, her music will reach the masses as if she went through a major record label.
Hallelujah.
And that is, I know who he's going to connect her with. I won't say it just yet. However, the music that's within Angel, people need it. They need it for prayer. They need it for worship, and it has to be done. It cannot be held off. It has to be done. So he's going to do that quickly. Prophet Darryl, the Lord said that the reason why you can see the international ministry and everybody else is because your international ministry has already started. He said when you go to churches, people think you strange because I apologize. He said religious folks think you strange because you minister with no shoes on, but that's because they lack the spirit, and they don't know that that is because it's holy ground that you minister on. So he said you keep being you because you being you is what got you to the place where he's taking you to. He is pleased with the way that you pour out, the way that you don't ask for anything in return, the way that you pray for people at the drop of a dime. He said your works have not gone unnoticed. And I see you on an elevator of elevation.
Hallelujah.
You keep being you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we receive word. We receive word.
Yes, God.
Ah, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Ah,
hallelujah.
Yes. No. Yes, God.
Pastor Shatwan, is it not strange that the Lord has told you some months ago when you kept asking, is it time to quit? Is it time to quit? All the prophets kept telling you no. They kept telling you, no, it wasn't that time yet. I don't know who it was. I believe it might have been Prophet Daryl told you in 3 months. That was about 3 months ago, okay? The Lord said, think it not strange that that time came upon you so quickly. Use your time wisely. The time that you do not use, that you have to worry about going to work and what you got to do as far as a job is concerned, use that time to seek him, to pray, that new business that you're about to go into, keep that drenched in prayer. Keep that up before the Lord. Command the angels that God has encamped for around you. Command those angels to work on your behalf. God has set you up. He has set you up, and he's about to raise you up, and your days of lack are no more. It may take some time for the business to get up off the ground, but once it gets up off the ground, you gone, sister. You got it. He's going to bless you to be a blessing. He's going to, because you have a heart to give. Giving is a gift. And you have that gift. You have the gift of giving. God is pleased with that. So he said when he blesses you, he's going to tell you where to sow your money. And as long as you are obedient, you will never lack again.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it not strange that everybody that's of legal age to work in your household is now working? Isn't it not strange? Increase has come upon your home, sister. Increase is now here. The increase that you tarried for, that you waited for, that you suffered for, it is now here. So praise
Hallelujah.
God now.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
The railroad. Rail and road and in here today. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo-wee.
Hallelujah.
What you gonna do with a prophet Daryl?
She almost made me throw this phone across the room.
She was laid
Lord,
on the
somebody
that
told me that
floor.
About that elevator thing. Somebody just told me about that elevator spirit. That dog don't imagine me. You keep on working. Work some more hours. That gift is working.
Yes, God.
She got to stay prayed up on that job. She stay prayed up to go down there with them demons. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God.
What a wonderful job.
I have to say this because it's in my spirit so heavy. I don't know if divine favor is on this, if she's listening or not. You know what? I'll call her and inbox her because I don't know if she's listening. I don't want to release it if she's not. So I apologize for that. I'll inbox her.
All right. She hasn't called in today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, yeah, inbox her with it, sweetheart. Yeah, praise
okay.
the Lamb of my goodness. Woo-wee, the Lord is so good. He's just all over me. I'm running all up my legs. And Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for your word today. Hallelujah for your people today. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. For a lump sum of money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My hands are open.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They open wide.
I'm hearing back pay. I hear back pay.
Back pay. Lord have mercy.
Back pay.
Hallelujah.
I hope it's paid me back, too.
I know that right, Prophet. If it does, pay me back.
Told me would pay me back, I'd be all right.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Oh, all these loan demons around here. I'm telling you the truth.
My goodness.
Israel was holy, my Savior. The Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is kind. And, you know, the Lord will take care of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We go through so much as believers in the testing of our faith. And but, boy, once you start really seeing what God is doing, it becomes hilarious to you. Praise the Lamb of God. That he ran you out in a way, and it's all for you. And you be like, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you. Imagine these. I just listen to Imagine these. She was prophesying, and she encouraging everybody. Praise God. 6 months ago, she was booing and crying. But God turned that thing around overnight.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah. It happened so fast, y'all. I wasn't even ready. I was like, wait a minute. This thing happened so fast. I wasn't ready.
God just turned that thing around for us so fast. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, the Lord is just so good and so gracious to us. I just love him today. Hallelujah. I just love him today. People of God, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, Tuesday coming is going to be our power Christmas service. Oh, my goodness, there's the Truth Church. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, I'll be in the house. And we're going to have a clothes giveaway, praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, what we're doing is everybody's bringing clothes that are going to be given away for Christmas. Praise them. They won't be given away in that service. Praise, I don't want to mess nobody up. We're bringing bags of clothes to give, praise, to the people who are going to give the clothes away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you're welcome to come and participate with us in that. I believe in this season. Hallelujah. If you give something away, you'll get something back. I believe it. I do believe that. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so many people that's hurting, and there's so many people outside of us that's hurting. Praise the Lamb of God. And I was telling the people Sunday that I gave my son some clothes. Praise God, because him and I, you know, identical sizes, depending on what weight category I'm running in. Praise the Lamb. So I gave him a lot of clothes. But the majority of the clothes that I gave away to people I don't know. Praise the Lamb of God. There's no return on the clothes I gave my son. Hallelujah. There's no return on it. That's my son. It's really I'm giving to myself, an extension of myself. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you give to others, people you don't know, you're sowing a seed then. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're sowing a seed. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. You're giving to the poor and the less fortunate, and you'll see the harvest of God. You'll see the return, praise the Lamb of God, on that you've given. Hallelujah. Anybody can give to their mother, their brother, their sister, this, that, and another. And charity does begin at home. Hallelujah. Which I did what charity needed, I gave. Hallelujah. I'll be ever. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to learn how to give properly so that we can receive properly. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And until that seed goes into the ground and dies, it's not about nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want to make sure that we give, praise the Lamb of God, according to how God has blessed us, and do something for somebody this Christmas. Praise the Lamb of God, to put a smile on their face. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Adopt a child. Adopt a home. Adopt a family, whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. You can adopt a prophet if you want to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You can adopt a prophet.
Say that again, Apostle. Somebody didn't catch that. Say that again.
I don't make it adopt a prophet this Christmas if they want to. Praise the Lamb of God. But be a blessing outward that you might receive the inward blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, then watch night is going to be a boom night at the church also. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, you know, and the angel always make them cook and do all of that kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, so we can eat when service is over and the young people can be downstairs in the fellowship hall doing that thing. We're going to have a wonderful watch night. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who have not, praise the Lamb of God, you need to make your way to church on watch night, so that you can receive the blessing of the Word of God over your life for the new year. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We're going to be going forth, hitting it heavy and hard. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As the new year leaves out and the new year comes in 2014, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be some things God's going to complete for you in that. Boy, I can't wait. I don't want to tell it right now. He's going to finish some stuff for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Some stuff going to be completed. Some new doors are going to open. Hallelujah. Yes, God. He's going to do some mighty stuff in 2014. Yes, he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One thing, excuse me, we all must admit, in 2013, hallelujah, God did visit us.
Yes, he did.
We had great visitation this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about great visitation. Our worship services, the presence of the Lord has been intensified. Nobody can deny this. All across, everywhere I've gone, everybody talks to, man, I serve. Man, we ain't never had service like we have tonight. Man, the Lord's been announced. Because, praise the Lamb of God, God promised a visitation that he was going to visit, praise the Lamb of God. And he has visited us, but he told us in visiting, he was observing. He wasn't just coming to make us feel good. He was observing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some stuff is going to hit the fan. Some stuff is going to change. Just before we go off the air, I want to say this to our intercessors. Make sure you continue to pray for pastors. I forgot to tell you all, got another email, praise the Lamb of God, on yesterday. Another pastor has taken his life. Another pastor has committed suicide, left a note and everything,
Lord,
and committed suicide. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's a pastor's son and was pastoring a mega church. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. And he has taken his own life. We have to intercede for our leaders in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm going to say this to my pastors, to those that lead the people of God. Your life cannot be a life of preparation and running without you going into the mountain and pray, without you going somewhere and fall apart, without you going somewhere and unload to God and cast your cares on him. Praise the Lamb of God, knowing that he cares for you. Pastors, hear the prophet today. You must find a place of rest. You must find, praise the Lamb of God, that place, hallelujah, of Sukkot, that place, praise the Lamb of God, where you can go, hallelujah, and cry out to the Lord and empty out to the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What Christmas is that going to be? The whole this whole church is going to be grieving concerning the loss of a pastor at Christmas time. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. We must pray for him. We must pray one for another. I love you all. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell Saunders, thank you so much. As usual, man of God, you're outstanding. Juan, bless you for being here praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Matt Denise, for calling in, giving us encouraging words. All of you today, praise God. Exciting show, a good show. good information, good inspiration, good edification. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all. I bless you all. Talk to you on tomorrow if it be the Lord's will. And know that God is all of us. And know.
There's a new day.